AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. NetVPro, your IT easy button. We are fortunate, folks. We have Paul Barrett, who is the founder. We also have Keith Swingle, the Vice President of Business Development, with us this morning. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good morning, Bob.
Hello.
NetVPro.com is their website, folks. Their phone number is 888-902-3250. You can tell these guys like to have a little bit of fun, but they also take their business very, very seriously. For example, I have to ask you, on my list of topics here, health check. Does that mean like you're going to come into my office with a stethoscope, Dr. Swingle, and
rubber gloves there,
yeah,
Bob?
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't go there. But it's more of the health check of my equipment that's running not as good as it should, I bet.
Yeah, we take a look at your technology and we do what we call a health check. So we do an assessment. Come in, we install a software tool and perform an assessment. It goes out, takes a look at the networks, tells us various things. And from that, we're able to produce a document that gives you as a business owner an idea of where you're at relative to your current technology, security.
Where you should be.
Where
right?
You should be. So it allows us to, if you will, set up a baseline. So we know where you are today.
So I call the doctors in, right? I call Paul and I call Keith. The doctors come into my place and they say, well, Bob, I've got good news, I've got better news, and I've got best news for you. In other words, three different scenarios, maybe for my business, right? Maybe I can't afford the best, but I know I can do the good, so maybe I should go to the better. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, yeah.
And you'll help me, right? You'll let me know. We have this that can make your bottom line better. And isn't that really truly what it's all about?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want your end users, you know, watching the clock spin, you know, turning on their computers in the morning, going to get a cup of coffee, waiting for things to get going. So we help with that whole process, not just the end user computers, the servers. I've started this process a long time ago. People check my work.
Sure.
Nobody's infallible. They can have little changes that they need to be make, and a lot of efficiencies can be gained from those little tiny changes.
Okay, now the last couple of weeks we talked first of all about staff augmentation and infrastructure as a service. That's all recognized or could be recognized as part of that health check that I may not even be aware of, right?
Oh, yeah.
Again,
things
that I don't even know that I don't even know.
That's correct. I mean, and one of the things that the health check is very good with is, like I said, helping us know where we are today. Where are the challenges today? A lot of times, if you have one person or two people in an IT organization, but you have a lot of internal customers or people call them end users. I call them internal customers. You have a lot of internal customers. It's very easy to kind of lose track of what's going on with the enterprise. So the nice part about this health check is that it will help you understand everything that's going on, and it'll allow you to build this, you know, we call it a technology roadmap. It'll help you build a roadmap to the future, helps you set up for the next, you know, 1, 2, 3, 5 years.
When you initially give me a call, or if I give you a call, or however, whoever contacts whomever first, and you have this initial sit down, how does that conversation usually go? I mean, you have to know what these guys need, right?
You know, go ahead, Paul.
No, I just did one of those.
Yeah.
The first thing we do is introduce ourselves so they get comfortable with us. And we're not here to, you know, tear you apart.
Or
take over the business. Yeah. Right. You know, both of us have done that job. We know how hard it is, and we want to make them more successful. That's our goal. So we really do a clear job of explaining that piece of it.
Right.
And then we get into, okay, what's on fire today?
Yeah.
And then we start going down the list from there. So once we take care of the fire, then we can sit down and not be under such stress. So that's where we came up with the infrastructure as a service, because we had a customer just freaking out about the infrastructure and they had to move buildings. So we said, relax.
Yeah.
We'll take care of it. And we used our tools. We upgrade at the same time we moved from.
Yeah, and that's actually a great story, because part of the ability to move that business was establishing the baseline with a health check. So we knew where the werewolves were in the closet, so to speak. So and to move that business without downtime involved the initial analysis, fixing the gaps and then moving that business. So the ability for us to have that information at our fingertips was very important. We worked very hard to be a little bit less salesy. Maybe you've picked up on that with us.
Yeah, for sure.
But people don't, you know, we don't want individuals to feel like we're pushing them in a direction they don't want to go. A lot of what we do, and the most important thing we do is we listen. We listen to hear what that business leader wants to do, and then we help them formulate their own opinion, right? So we don't tell them what they have to do.
Right.
We help that business identify where they want to go.
Paul Barrett is the founder of NetV Pro, the vice president of business development. Keith Swingle with us today, netvpro.com. 888-902-3250 is their phone number. Remember this now. NetV Pro is your IT easy button. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by NetV Pro.